It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable, inerrant teachings of the infallible, preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful news of God's love for you. For God so loved the world, for God so loved you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today. That's Hebrews chapter 10. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Praise Trio from Andrews Memorial Baptist Church of Graham, North Carolina. The first song that they're going to sing is titled Written in Red.
I love you. precious is the flow,
precious flow that makes me white as snow.
Ephesus, in Ephesians chapter number 2, starting with verse number 11, he said, "Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." In Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 22, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." For us to have salvation, there had to be a blood sacrifice. In the Old Testament, something had to give its life so that those in the Old Testament could have their sins covered for a year. When Jesus died on the cross, His blood was shed. That was what God called for. No one else could die in my place. For you see, any other person dying in my place would be a sinner and would have to die for his own sins. But Jesus, who had no sin, died in our place. His blood bought salvation for all mankind, that whosoever would come to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to save them from their sins would be saved. My friend, if you do not have this wonderful gift of salvation that was offered through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and take a copy of God's holy word and share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can receive this gift of salvation, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and be adopted into the family of God. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to the services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered and can't be with us until Wednesday night, please come be with us this morning at 9:45 for Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We have a website. If you go to www.MebbonTabernacleBaptistChurch.com, all one word, and Mebbon is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebbonTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you how you can receive Christ as your Savior, and also written material that will share with you how you can start growing in the Lord to live for Him after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebbon's Tabernacle Baptist, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10. Let's listen to another song by the Praise Trio from Andrews Memorial Baptist Church in Graham, North Carolina. The name of the second song is titled His Strength is Perfect.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what He can do through me. No great success to show,
the weak become strong.
It is the perfect grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that bought salvation for us. But it is also the perfect grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that helps us through life. Listen to what Paul wrote as a testimony to the Church of Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, starting with verse number 7. "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Paul said, I would rather have the grace of the Lord, the grace that is sufficient and the strength that is made perfect when I trust in him in my weakness. Christ's strength is our strength when we trust in him, if we know him as Savior. His strength is perfect. Now, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then trusting in his strength so that you are yielded to his will, there should be a next step, that step of worship. Knowing what Christ has done for you, and knowing how that he has given you salvation as well as being placed in his perfect will, should lead to a place of worship. Listen to this last song by the Praise Trio from Andrews Memorial Baptist Church in Graham, North Carolina. The name of this last song is titled More Than You'll Ever Know.
If I could find the right words to say, to tell you just what Christ means to me, I'd say that he's more than I could show. More, so much more.
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ given us through salvation that leads us to worship Him, so that we give our praise and our thanks to Him for all that He has done for us. He should be the preeminent one in our lives if we know the Lord as Savior. Here's what Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, starting with verse number 8. "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearance of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Paul said, Jesus is more than sufficient. Jesus is able to keep me. I know whom I have believed. As we go to Hebrews chapter number 10, starting with verse number 32, "But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction." Now the writer here is telling the Hebrew Christians to remember how that after accepting Christ as Savior, there was an excitement in their lives. There was the testimony that they had concerning the way that they lived, giving themselves completely to the will of God. He said, remember that time. Remember what God had done for you, and remember what you have done for the Lord. Verse number 33, "Partly, whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used, for ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance." The writer tells these believers that they needed to remember what God had done for them and what they had done for the Lord, how that they had suffered affliction, how that they gave sacrificially. Then he says in verse number 35, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." He said, after you remember what the Lord has done for you, and remember how you lived for the Lord, and you had the blessings of the Lord, and had the supply of the Lord, how that you walked with the Lord, even in the light of your afflictions, even as you gave sacrificially, you lived for the Lord. The writer said, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. In other words, Christian, there is the possibility that you can have a great life living by faith and then get your eyes off the Lord and get your eyes on the world, something you think that is more important than serving the Lord. You can get your eyes off of living for the Lord and sacrificing for the Lord. And the writer here says, cast not away that confidence, because that confidence comes as we yield to the will of God. That confidence comes as we give ourselves to what God has called us to be in His will. God has so much for us, but we have to keep our eyes on the Lord and not get our eyes off on what the world would have us to pay attention to. to what the devil would like to put as a substitute for the will of God. There are many that have gone down this path of, after living for the Lord, wandering away from the Lord. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Now, the writer here is reminding those that there's not only the importance of living for the Lord because the Lord wants it, and we need it for a testimony, but there are rewards that are waiting for us in heaven when we do that which is pleasing to the Lord, and not stepping out of His will, but having the confidence in His will to keep on going. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you could go to Psalm 100 and find the psalmist saying, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness." But as the writer here in Hebrews chapter 10 indicates, don't stop serving the Lord. Have confidence. Don't leave the will of God that you have already experienced. And my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Lord waits to save you. He wants to save you. And if you're being convicted of your sins right now, He is drawing you to save you. Confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and ask Jesus Christ to save you from your sins. He has given the promise through the writings of Paul that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."